know. What are we doing here? Right? Like when you really pop your head up for air and you look at what you're doing and how you're just mechanically moving through your business, what's it all for? I think by starting to really look at the things that you're engaged in to try and force an outcome and questioning whether that is really where you want to be spending your time and energy can offer a lot of space and freedom simply by exploring that and trying on the idea of maybe not doing those things.
Hey, this is Laura and you're listening to Expand. Welcome back, love. Let's get into it.
Kelly and I were connecting yesterday around what we were both feeling into for today. And it's kind of a continuation of some similar topics that we've been exploring even since last week, honestly. There's been some really beautiful themes emerging inside of our conversations. And we were chit-chatting a little bit about the idea of how to put our work out into the world without falling into the trap of needing to follow every marketing trick or strategy or step that's offered to us in our industry online. Who here has been a part, just doesn't really matter, I'm just curious, who here has ever been a part of a marketing course or a mastermind geared at growing your business or has hired a coach in some capacity for that? Right, okay. Yeah. And if you're not on screen, you can just use the chat. Way too many times, Mitra says, yes, me too. I know, me too. You know, and I think that's wonderful on some, okay, everyone here has experienced this. Nicole, yes, many. Okay. So more than once for many of us, more than once we've sought out advice around how to market ourselves, how to sell ourselves, how to put ourselves out there. And this is great on one hand, right? Because when we first start in the industry, oh, it's messy. We have no idea what we're doing, do we? Like, what is this social media world? How can I be strategic on here? How can I craft a message that makes sense, that's desirable? And very quickly after joining some of these groups, I think that we are so conditioned to speak their language that we forget that it is just a language. It is just one way of thinking about things. I know for me, for many years, I think from the very first time I stepped into a room like that, where now there was a specific strategy I was to follow, and there were steps attached to that strategy, and there were outcomes attached to the action steps that I was doing, my whole world shifted towards measuring my worth, my success, my joy, my freedom on whether or not I was doing the right things to get the right results and how I was told I was supposed to feel about the results that I was getting, whether it was a conscious, like a coaching moment where someone was shaming me for getting the results that I got, or it was unconscious and I was just absorbing that from observing the room that I was a part of, feeling small, feeling less than. So Kelly and I were chit-chatting a bit about how we are both in this place right now of seeking, as I want to say, massive simplicity, because that really does feel accurate, though that's not poetic, but that's okay. Massive simplicity. Like, we want minimalism, we want simplicity, and we want to feel deeply connected to the way in which we are putting ourselves out into the world. And I think so many of you, if not all of you, feel the exact same way. You're seeking a way to put your work out into the world that feels easy and aligned. However, okay, good, Gabby. If it doesn't feel easeful, it's not for me right now. Exactly. However, I was just chatting with Trang yesterday. If you missed the garden party yesterday, if you missed my conversation with Trang, go back and watch that conversation, because so much of what we spoke about applies here, where she is now in this place where things are feeling easeful and her mind is making that wrong because of all of our conditioning, right? She's in this place where she has everything that she said she wanted, but now her mind is like, well, now I need to find the next thing to struggle against. I need to find the next friction that I need to solve or the next problem that I need to work through, specifically around growing her business. And we had a beautiful exchange around, well, can you just be in the ease and let that be the challenge for just a little bit, for just this season? And I think, you know, it's so eloquent to say, oh, I want an easeful business. I want a free feeling business. I want an aligned business. That all sounds good. But when you're in that and you've come from this place of conditioning around needing to push and needing to always be in a challenge in order to feel motivated, the ease is actually more chaotic than the struggle ever was. And I think that's really, I mean, Kelly, I know you're in this right now. I know I'm facing this right now, where surrendering into the ease and trusting that is the hardest thing I've ever come up against. And it would be so much easier just to fill my schedule and just go, go, go all the time and check all of the boxes, because that's what my brain is so conditioned to. Is this resonating, you guys? Is this resonating for you? Yeah. Yeah. I think that there's so much to be said for knowing that you have all of these tools that you've been given from past courses, past mentors, past coaches, but understanding that there is no urgency to apply all of them right now. And even just because you have them doesn't mean you ever need to use all of them. And I think that's where we get stuck a lot of the time. It's like, once something comes into our awareness around a strategy that we could use, it feels like we have to. I know for me, and then Kelly, I want to give you the floor for a minute. I know for me, for so long, I would listen to podcasts and I would consume social media looking for different ways that I could borrow strategies I see being used to put myself out there in a bigger way. And the way my mind works is very additive. It's like, I'm not going to release anything that I'm doing in order to now try this new strategy that feels exciting. I'm just going to add and add and add and add. And unfortunately, that doesn't work for most of us. Unfortunately, that's what leads us to burnout, confusion, to like throwing spaghetti on the wall with nothing really sticking, because we're just kind of jumping from one thing to the next, trying to satisfy our mind. Meanwhile, suffocating our heart, our soul, like what we actually really want. It's too loud up here. We can't tap into what feels good for us down here. So Kelly, you're in this really beautiful spot right now where you're deciding to put your focus into your podcast and being on other people's podcasts. And you're allowing this season to not be about social media at all for you. It's really about, let me lean into this one avenue that I know feels amazing for me and just see what happens there. Let's see what I can do there. Right. How's this feeling for you?
You know, what's so interesting, Laura, is that the flip-flop that you're kind of describing between like consciously knowing that like you want to invite in ease and you want it to be peaceful and you want it to be simple, towards like creating that chaos for yourself, or almost like seeking out or putting pressure on yourself for it to be chaotic, happened to me this morning after we had that conversation last night about kind of this place that I'm in right now, where I am just wanting to commit my focus and my intention into just this one vehicle for right now, as I'm starting to bring my attention and intention back into growing my business again and putting my work out there in a different way for the first time in a really long time, because it's been kind of just like detached from business growth for the last several months or so. I noticed this morning after, so yesterday I was feeling really inspired, and when I'm feeling inspired, I like to just put stuff out there and just kind of run with it. So I put something on my Instagram story, put up a couple polls, and I was feeling really good about it. And then this morning, when I saw how many people had responded to the polls, I just started to notice my mind like, okay, so now what am I going to do with all of this? How am I going to take advantage of all of the people that responded to my polls and starting conversations and creating connections with them? And should I post it? Like, should I DM all of them the same thing? Or should I just DM some of them? Or what am I going to say to them? And should I just post it on my public story? And my mind was going like chaotic. And I was sitting there this morning, like immediately after my meditation, having just opened my Instagram app and just like in so much chaos of like, see, this is why I didn't want to grow my business again. I knew I couldn't do it simply. I know I'm going to be stressed out. And I was just like running wild with it for probably a good 30 minutes before I realized, oh, no, this is just me seeking this out. This is not actually me committing myself to what it is that I said was going to be simplicity and ease. This is me entertaining something that is totally not needed right now at all.
Isn't that interesting? I love, our minds are so fun. It's like, I think that, you know, it's so great that you caught yourself in it and you recognize that, okay, I'm just allowing myself to entertain old thoughts and I'm allowing myself to get overwhelmed by old thoughts. And this is not where I want to put my focus and energy right now. And that's okay. I think that we make ourselves so wrong so fast for not taking advantage of attention.
Yes.
Right? We make ourselves so wrong so fast for not jumping on opportunity.
It's such a scarcity mindset.
Mm-hmm. I think it is on some level, but also it's our conditioning. It's like, if someone's in your DMs and they're engaging with you, you have to respond. And now we have to take them down this journey and it has to be calculated and there's an opportunity to sell them and you can't pass that up. Like you have to reply within 30 minutes, like whatever you've been taught. Right. And so can we just be with ourselves in that, like much like you were today, and ask ourselves, whether or not we reply to that person is irrelevant. It's the energy behind the actions that we're taking that we need to look at. Like you could have replied to all of those people just like, oh my gosh, hey, thank you so much. And that would have been detached. It would have been a quick connect. It could have felt nourishing for you on some level if you didn't have this expectation attached to the action that you were taking. I think that's exactly where we rob ourselves so often of just experiencing the joy of the experience. That makes sense. Experiencing the joy of the experience makes sense. I just don't like how that sounds. Experiencing the joy of the experience that we're currently in, of the moment that we're currently in, the thing that's being presented to us, and understanding that if you do not find joy in taking action in that way, that it's perfectly okay not to. Just because you don't reply to those people doesn't mean A, that they're never going to buy from you. It also doesn't mean that you're not going to sell someone, right? I think that we're so trained to think about sales and marketing in a very black and white way that it's difficult to look for the opportunities beyond the very tangible thing that's being presented in front of us, like DMing the 30 people that replied to your poll or whatever it was. Right. That's very, very interesting. For me, I'm falling into this place of I'm really actually stepping away from social media almost entirely to focus just on my podcast and also like seeking out, much like you, Kelly, actually, we were connecting yesterday, seeking out opportunities to connect in other communities. Perhaps traveling to do some live events, like some bigger scale, higher connection based opportunities. That's what I desire right now. And I was thinking about this today and how I wanted to present this to all of you for yourself, to start thinking for yourself, what feels good? Where do I want to start? How do I want to simplify? And what I really realized, Kelly, and I'd like your opinion on this, is everything about the experience of the Secret Garden to me is intimate, it's deep, it's juicy. Like we swim around in these conversations and we peel layers back week after week after week on similar topics a lot of the time. It's nothing about this experience is short and punchy, right? It's meant to really get you thinking about yourself. It's meant to really invite you into a very patient, very collaborative, very compassionate space for yourself and with each other. And when I think about how I was showing up on Instagram or what is required of me on TikTok or even YouTube Shorts, like that's a big thing now. It requires me to chop my message down into these short, punchy snippets that I never felt connected to, because I was always left wanting to offer more. I was always feeling like that's incomplete. Yes, that's powerful, but that's not all. That's incomplete. I desire to tell you more. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, what if when we're deciding how we want to show up and present our work to the world, we start first with the experience we want to give our people, and we echo that in how we're showing up publicly. So if you desire, for example, to create a similar experience to what you've experienced here, something deep and intimate and really vulnerable and very connected, how can you mirror that in the online space or in the offline space? Does it make sense for you to break your content down into short, snippy pieces just because that's what you're being told you should be doing, just because that's what the algorithm likes, just because that's what the marketing course you took taught you to do, when really maybe you crave creating deeper connection publicly, just like you crave that privately? And then where could that exist? Is that on Instagram? Maybe it is. Maybe you write big, long. I follow so many accounts that just have these carousels that are just novels. And I read all of it because I love their energy and I love what they offer. They're not subscribing to what the typical suggestions on Instagram are right now. They're just pouring their heart out in the way that feels best for them. But too, like, maybe that's why I'm focusing on my podcast, because I can just flow. I can just drop in and go with that. That's why I desire in-person events, because I want to actually connect with you heart to heart in person in a different way. So I think when we're looking at the way we desire to put our work out there, irregardless of the strategy, I think we need to start with, what is the experience I want to give my people, and how can I mirror that in my marketing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I was just thinking about this morning. Is that landing?
I've been thinking about this a lot, like to a T recently too, Laura. Like, I think you just took like the dialogue from my brain and just spoke it out loud, to be honest.
I love that.
Because I've been really tuning into like how I want the people that I would work with to experience me leading up to a moment where they would have an opportunity to work with me. Right. And I think that I was putting so much filter of like this conditioned filter on like the journey they're supposed to go on, that I've been taught of, like, they see me on Instagram and they like the piece of content. And then from there, they like my other content somewhere else. And then eventually they find my podcast. And then through my podcast, we start a conversation. And through having a conversation, they get on a call with me. And they're getting on a call with me. And I started to really question, like, does it have to be that drawn out of a process where I'm putting all of my energy into all of these different buckets to try to pull them in 20 different places to get them on the phone with me? Or can I just pour into what feels really good for me and trust that the people that resonate with me and that are meant to work with me are going to just pop into the places where I am pouring my energy and really resonate with that? And if it's just a podcast for right now, and then maybe finding some kind of way that I can create connection with them or invite them into having more of a one-on-one conversation with me, then that would be great too. But it doesn't have to be this really long, drawn out, like hip hopping onto different platforms that I've kind of been taught is what you're supposed to do, I think.
Yes, totally. I completely agree with that. I think what came up for me is just this resentment that I always sort of felt around needing to chop my message down. Mm-hmm. Like feeling required to, in order to get a like, or in order to get attention, and never really stopping to question that.
Right.
You know, it makes sense, right? If you want to get more views on your reels, then we need to like follow whatever suggestions we've been given. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe not. I don't know. I think that there's something to be said for understanding your energy and understanding where you feel excited to show up, in what capacity you feel excited to show up. Keeping in mind, that might be like one email a month for you right now. I don't know.
And then your watch your mind go immediately, that's not enough. I won't sell people that way. How can you know? I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Maybe if your energy is so great because you're no longer spreading yourself so thin on Instagram and TikTok and whatever, and you just pour into this one email a month and people start craving that attention from you, that energy from you. I don't know. It's just going to hit different. It's definitely going to hit different. Right? You can tell when someone is just like banging out an email because it's on their to-do list to get done versus right. someone who pours their heart into a message for you that they desire to really land with you and impact you. You can tell. I know when I'm writing from a place of, I just need to get this done because I need to get an email out this week versus I have space to really just sink into this and enjoy this. I know it sounds different. I know I come across different, right? So I think there's something to be said for stripping away all of the noise just for a moment and asking yourself really honestly, how do I desire to show up without making yourself immediately wrong or judging yourself if that looks less than what other people are doing or what you've been taught? Just have the courage to say it out loud for the first time so that now we can work with that. Keeping in mind if what feels best for you today is a podcast or focusing on just writing an email once a month or once every 2 weeks or once a week, if that feels good, or posting on Instagram, but like going live and just pouring into your people for 30 minutes instead of chopping your content down. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it is chopping, like creating carousels and chopping your content down. If you're a short, punchy, fierce kind of energy. I'm not sure. But if we can eliminate all of the extra stuff that you're just doing because you were told you have to, and you just focused on one or two areas that actually excites you and gives you something back, not necessarily in the form of money or clients, but in the form of energy, in the form of, I actually enjoyed this. I actually had fun with that. I felt free in that. I didn't feel constricted. I felt like I could express. I think that the ripple of that is far greater than forcing yourself to continue robotically checking boxes because someone told you to.
I really want to highlight the power that you just shared around just questioning whether like doing what feels good for you is enough. Because if we don't actually question it, the mind is just going to find a bunch of evidence to support that what you immediately concluded is true, right? But as soon as you slow down, you provided us already with so much evidence to support why doing less could actually be more successful because you're pouring more of your energy into it. Your energy is more aligned. People might connect with it more. People might be more excited to get less content from you because it's more rare and they're not going to have this like, oh, like just another email. I know there's another one coming in like 2 days, so I can ignore this one. They're going to be more excited to actually see it. And just like you said, you can feel the difference when someone is just checking an email or a piece of content off the to-do list versus when someone's really present and pouring their energy into it. And it was just that willingness to slow down and question whether that could be enough that it opened you to really seeing all this evidence to support why it could be just as successful, if not more successful. Mm-hmm. And I think then if we see that and we're banking on the idea that it could be just as successful to do less or even more successful, then the only reason why this one still feels more comfortable, the doing more, the doing everything that you possibly can feels more comfortable, was because it's kind of this mentality of, well, if I do everything possible, then I know if I end up not having the type of success that I want, or if I do feel like I fail, then I know at least I can look back and say, I couldn't have done more. I can't blame myself for it. And that feels shameful. And I think this shows up with a lot of times with our clients too. I see this a lot of time with clients who just want to restrict as much as possible and exercise as much as possible, even though they can have all the evidence to support why it's probably not good for them in the long term to do that. But then if they're going to feel bad in their bodies anyways, they might as well be able to say, but at least I'm working hard, or at least I'm doing something about it, and I'm not leaving any stone unturned type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed myself get caught up in this mentality a lot inside of business as well. And so I think that it's just that willingness to lean into that discomfort and to know that I could be doing more, but that doesn't mean that I should.
Yeah, I mean, you can always be doing more. Even like, I hate to harp on Gary Vaynerchuk because I actually really like him again. His message has shifted a lot. If you guys have like disowned him for years, I highly recommend you give him a refollow. He has a really beautiful message. He's definitely shifted. But I will use him as an example here because even he could be doing more. And he is like the standard, the gold standard of how much you could be creating and where you could be, like how many places you could possibly be. But like you said, that doesn't mean that that's right for you or required for you. You know, I had this moment the other last week, Gary Vaynerchuk, Daria. Yeah. I had this moment last week where I really kind of just looked up, you know, when you're just going and you're kind of like in a fog and then you pop your head up and it's almost like you're coming up for air in the first time in a while. Right. So I had this moment last week, I kind of like popped up and I just like looked around. I'm like, you know what? I don't even give a shit about being really well known. I don't care even a little bit about millions of people knowing who I am. What I care about is the connection that I'm creating with the people who do find me, with the people in my room. Like, I care about creating a space that feels intimate and safe and vulnerable where we get to have these conversations every week. And I know we're shifting people's lives every single time we do, whether that's 5 or 50 or 5,000, it really doesn't matter to me at all. And so that was really the catalyst for me looking at my social media and going, what is this for? And then I had this profound moment of like thinking about life and the purpose of life. And I'm like, when I die, I'm like, what is this Instagram page going to be? What am I really leaving behind if I'm putting all of my energy here instead of maybe writing a book? Or traveling and like actually touching people's lives and shifting the trajectory of their life. Mm-hmm. Maybe I won't touch as many lives, but maybe I'll touch more. I don't know. I think that it's so important to begin to look at where you're just being pulled, and whether you in that moment act on it or not is irrelevant. It's just having the courage to ask the question, what if? Right? What if I could do things my way and be more successful, but also separating the outcome you desire of success from the act of moving in a direction that feels more aligned? I think that's huge, because if we put this condition on taking that risk, it's a very tricky game that you're playing with yourself. Right? If I had the condition of I'm going to no longer be present like I have been on social media, as long as pouring into my podcast and writing a book and speaking on stages brings me more success. That's a tricky game. That's not a healthy game to play with myself. So the intention behind creating those shifts, I believe, I mean, for me, is really rooted in two things: joy and freedom. For me, speaking in these rooms brings me so much joy, and not feeling required to chop myself down into little chunks that feel consumable by the masses gives me a lot of freedom. I felt it in the immersion last week. I had stopped posting previous to that, and I felt like my energy was different in that room. I felt it on the garden party this week. I entered my week not needing to post on social media, and I instantly felt like I had more space to just really meditate and ground before that session. It felt different for me, you know? And so I don't know, what are we doing here? Right? Like when you really pop your head up for air and you look at what you're doing and how you're just mechanically moving through your business, what's it all for? I think by starting to really look at the things that you're engaged in to try and force an outcome and questioning whether that is really where you want to be spending your time and energy can offer a lot of space and freedom simply by exploring that and trying on the idea of maybe not doing those things. You know, I think that marketing is a scary word because it comes with all of these expectations attached to what we need to be doing or what that needs to look like. But really what we're talking about here is just having the courage to really ask yourself, in what ways do I desire to express? And what does that look like for me? I'm curious in the chat, if you guys could all just let me know, what's one way that you're currently expressing or not currently expressing that feels the best for you? One way that you're creating or speaking or connecting with people that feels inspired. Confessional style podcasts and stories. Spicy. I love that. Podcast. Spicy. I have my private one that I'm wanting to make it public. Okay. Amazing. Raise your hand in the chat if nothing about your marketing right now or the way you're putting out there feels inspired or connected or good for you. And that's okay too. I love reels because it gives me a chance to be creative and funny. Oh, good, Wanda, humor. Yes, that is not my strong suit. Hence why I am not good on TikTok, I think. I'm just not that way. I'm like, let me sink in and touch your soul, but I cannot make a joke to save my life. Also, I love writing, but never take time to write long articles. Yeah, because we've been told, right? Like, no one reads blogs anymore. I've been told that for sure. I also love writing and I've definitely been told that. Wanda, I live for your reels. Yes, they're so good. Oh my gosh. Wanda, everyone is loving your reels. That's so great. I like posting clips of real talk shit and inspires me. Yes, amazing. Okay. You know what's cool about that, Regina, is what inspires you inspires your people. And the real talk shit is the only stuff people really want from you, I bet. You know, I think that's where the true connection is really going to be born from for you. Yeah. And you do have this like fiery energy about you that I love your fiery energy. So I love that you've connected to that. I love being real. I love just like dropping in and laying something out there and just letting that be. I think you could really amplify that if you desired to. Yeah. Okay. That feels good. Does anybody not have something that they're currently doing or engaged with that feels expansive for them or inspired? That's okay if you don't. Sometimes too, we're doing so much that there might be something that we're doing that could allow us to feel inspired. It's clouded. Because we're so heavy, we're so bogged down with all of the noise. Trading, it has to do with trading crafts and feeling uncomfortable with the trading process. It might take away from participation. She's a marketer. Okay, let me come back to that. Okay, my love, just let me come back to that. I want to just stay in this for 1 second. Okay. I think that if you're feeling a little overwhelmed by this idea of let me just choose the one thing that really inspires me because there isn't really anything that feels inspired, I would invite you to take a couple of days and do nothing marketing related, no content, no creation. You may need to take more than a couple of days. It may be a week and just like let the sediment land a little bit. And I'm curious from that place, from baseline, from doing nothing for a while, where you're feeling pulled to speak or to write or to create. once the noise has settled, once the chaos has sort of gone away, that's where clarity can often drop in. And then from that place, asking yourself, what would feel fun for me? What would bring me joy just because of the experience of it, not because of what I'm getting from doing it? And how do I most desire to express? Is it written? Is it long form? Is it short and funny? Is it a little fiery and risky? Like, what is my energy asking of me? I think for so many years, I wore this mask of how I needed to show up. And actually the podcast that's coming out today is on this. I share with you clips from like videos of mine from like 4 years ago. I am mortified that I'm sharing this. Oh my God, Derry, you listen to it. Yeah. I'm mortified by it. It's like so embarrassing, but it's really powerful to see the evolution. Max says, I haven't marketed online in a few months and it feels so freeing. I was all over the place and it was just too much. And you know what now, Max? You have clarity around the fact that you actually desire to speak in person to this beautiful network of people that you have at your disposal. Right? So anyways, I could swim around this in this for hours, and I'm sure Kelly, you could too, but I really, really encourage you to find the courage to take some space if you're feeling confused and ask yourself those questions. And if you're not confused, if you know where you feel inspired, what would happen if for the next 2 weeks you did nothing but create in that channel? I don't know. How would you feel? What would shift? I use prepackaged, fierce, punchy, tight titles with templates I post 5 to 6 days a week, and I love them, but they are about to end. They're closing down in December, which is presenting a challenge. Prepackaged, fierce, punchy titles. That's fine. I imagine you can probably create your own. Right? What feels hard about that, Regina? Does that just feel like there's friction in your body around being creative in that way?
I feel like I just got a roll going with it. It's social media made easy, and I love it. Like, I really like it. They're tiles with templates, and I just dig it, but it's about to end. So I'm thinking about repurposing everything for like the next year until I feel inspired by what I'm going to do next. Because even though I like posting the real talk shit, that stuff is like intermittent, whereas the titles are consistent. It's like 5 to 6 days a week. And I feel comfortable with that, like that exposure or whatever. And so having to reinvent the wheel, or like, I'm like, oh no, like, what am I going to do? You know?
Okay. So what's coming up for me, and like, this is by no means the direction that you need to move in. It's just a thought. Okay. What if this is stopping for a reason, because you actually don't need it? What if it feels good to be consistent 5 to 6 days a week, but really all you need is to post 3 days a week, real talk shit, and that's going to grow your business? Like, what if you're clinging onto this thing because it's consistent and certain and kind of done for you and easy, but it's also just kind of noise? And what people actually want is the real you, something that isn't prepackaged. I don't know.
I've been telling myself that, like, this is the next stage of your evolution, and you already know what feels really good to you, but it would be much less. It would be different. And there's that like letting go of the life raft feeling, because it's like, I'm not ready to be done with SMME yet. I like it.
Right, right. Okay. So what if you just tried on for a couple of weeks? Once it's done, just try on a couple of weeks of not having that content and just see how it feels. And then if it's like, okay, this is like, I don't feel like I'm posting enough, or people are asking me about my other stuff or whatever, then you can start repurposing. Like, it's nothing to just kind of change a couple of words and create a new headline or whatever, right? You could easily do that from the templates that you've already been given. You have it, you can repurpose it. It's there for you if you desire to use it. But I wonder what would happen if you just tried not, just to see. More so just as an experiment, like, how do I feel in my body? Where's my resistance surfacing? Does it feel weird not posting every day, and why? Does it feel like I'm missing out on something? Do I feel like someone is expecting that of me? Or does it actually offer me freedom I wasn't expecting to experience? I don't know.
I tried the thing you said yesterday about telling the clients that I want to work with them and seeing if there was something that they didn't know they needed to know to make a decision. And already I've gotten like a lot of energy back. And I'm thinking, if I put my energy there instead, I'll be busy. Yes. And I won't put the energy into all this crap because I'll actually be right. working with people.
Right. So. Right. Like, amazing. Okay. And then you're actually growing your business and making money and doing the things versus creating content in a way that just feels comfortable to your mind, but isn't actually maybe moving you forward in the same way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if you just, like, as an experiment, just played with more of that.
I kind of have to, so.
I mean, I think that's a gift. I think it's uncomfy and it's like, ooh, I just got going. I was just comfortable and now the rug's getting ripped out from underneath me, but I think that something that is possibly just noise is just getting taken away from you for a reason, so that you can free yourself for those interactions that you just described, and also more energy to maybe just do one or two more real talk posts a week.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I know anytime something got ripped away from me unexpectedly, and there was this wound left, and I'm like trying to clamber to patch that wound because it feels difficult for it to be exposed. On the other side of really releasing that and being okay with that, there was an opportunity I wasn't seeing that brought me closer into who I actually was and what I actually desired. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. You're welcome. Okay. Jamie says, oh, okay. Daria just replied to you, Jamie. I'm just going to let you guys chat about that. Jamie says, I don't really do marketing because I don't like it. Very common. And don't want to take the time. Every week or so, I post in a different Facebook group about my free consultation and free coaching session with no strings attached, just because I want to help people who are struggling. Beautiful. Everyone I've done free sessions for has wanted to sign up with me. I just signed 2 clients yesterday for 6 months of sessions, but I keep fighting the mental chatter that I should be doing some kind of marketing. Jamie, it's interesting because, Kelly, I'm curious on your perspective on this too. But what's coming up for me is you are marketing yourself. You're just doing it in an unconventional way. You're just not calling it marketing.
My thoughts exactly.
Right. Exactly. Like, you're not posting on social media per se, but you are raising your hand and saying, this is what I do. This is how I can help you. Let's talk.
This marketing is true. Yeah. It doesn't feel like marketing to me because I'm just like, okay, I can hold space for a few more of these. Hey, this is what I do. Is there anybody struggling who would like to try these free consultations? I'm not going to sell you anything. And then every person has just been like, oh my gosh, I want to work with you. But yeah, I'm like, should I be doing more? What am I not doing? But thank you for that, because I told myself yesterday, like, this is affirmation from the universe. I had 2 clients yesterday who wanted to pay in full for 6 months. And I was like, okay, I'm just doing what, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But there's that mental chatter all the time that, oh, shouldn't you be marketing to, yeah, but I don't want to.
Just listen. You're welcome. Follow what's working. Follow where your energy feels the most aligned. And, you know, one day you may have a desire to express in a different way. You may feel excited to write. You may feel excited to speak on stage in some capacity. I don't know. But for right now, can you be okay with the simplicity of how you're moving, knowing that you're creating deep connection with people, you're making them feel safe, and that's working for you?
This is true. I am. Like, the people I'm working with, it's like, it's really awesome and so fulfilling. And I'm creating like huge shifts in them and just like hardly any time, which is amazing. So thank you. Yeah. Cause I keep fighting that, like, mm-hmm. oh, it's okay. I'm just, I guess kind of what you were saying about training earlier, like it just feels really easeful for me right now, but there's this part of me like, but shouldn't you be like doing all this other stuff anyways? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wonder what would happen. Like, remember with Trang yesterday where I was sharing with her how her mind is seeking struggle. Her mind is seeking to make it more complicated when really she's in a struggle, and a struggle that deserves her love and attention, an internal struggle. And you're in the same struggle. Being able to step inward and really be with yourself in that chaos, that's way harder than setting a social media calendar up and starting to post, right? That would be the cop out in my eyes. That would be the easeful path for your mind, but not for your soul. So let's listen to your heart, to your soul, and give it what it needs in order to really land in this and regulate in this and to be okay with ease. Because if you can meet yourself in that now, anything you layer on top of this in the future will also amplify ease and flow, right? When we're additive, we're trying to amplify something. We have to be very careful what we're amplifying. If we're amplifying chaos, we're just adding things to try and get somewhere, and it's just going to create more chaos in our mind. The illusion is that it's going to create more freedom, but that's not actually true. We never actually arrive there. Kelly, do you have any thoughts on that? I'd be curious to know your experience with that.
Well, I remember being in a place earlier this year where, similar to you, Jamie, clients just kind of started to come in a very easeful way. And I had my own struggle really letting go of the efforting and the force of like trying to make things happen. And should I be doing more? Because I don't know, it's just, it's hard to let things be easy, which is really interesting.
Why is that?
I think the story I was telling myself is that, well, what if this is all a fluke? What if this goes away? What if it can't actually be that easy? And if I give myself the permission to really lean into the ease that's revealing itself to me right now, then the rug might get pulled out from underneath me later. And it's going to be harder for me to kind of generate the momentum forward if I need to, versus if I just kind of stay in struggle now, then at least I'll have that momentum behind it, which is a really flawed way of thinking, because that's not true either. If we're keeping ourselves in this like fight or flight efforting all of the time and not letting ourselves lead into rest or to ease or to simplicity when it feels good, then we're not going to really have the energy for when, if there are times that show up where we are meant to show up in a bigger way or meant to do things, just like Laura was saying, maybe you will feel called to show up and put your work out there in a different way eventually too. And by letting yourself to really lean into the simplicity that life is really gifting you right now, these clients that are willing to pay you in full for, you know, for the work that you're doing with just putting in some work on Facebook groups and all of that, then now you're maybe saving your energy for when there is going to be an opportunity for you to show up in a bigger way that's actually going to feel really aligned. And there's not going to be this pressure and the scarcity behind needing to effort your way to feel safe, because you're really starting to cultivate a relationship with the safety that's inside of you right now, even when you're not efforting and doing all the things that we've been taught are supposed to keep us safe.
Mm-hmm. I think too, there's this one last layer I want to offer, because, you know, it is a lot easier to trust ease when things are going well.
Yeah.
Right. It's easier to justify ease and simplicity when things are going well. It's much harder to justify simplicity and ease when we aren't making the money we want to make, we're not getting the clients we want to be getting. And I think that our brain likes to play a lot of tricks on us, specifically if you come from a past of hustle culture, which I think most of us have, or depending on how you were conditioned as a child. I know, like, I witnessed my dad working
until 4 a.m. most nights. And so that was ingrained into me. And he was very successful in his company. It was like, okay, success looks like this. Mm. Right. So I have to be very careful when I'm in a place where, oh, it'd be really nice to like make a push and maybe get a few more members or whatever, to remind myself that push and force is not the same as aligned effort or aligned action. And learning the dance between the two has been my life's challenge. I think that, you know, it's beautiful to think about things being easy, but a lot of the time you do require some aligned effort in order to move. And I think that's perfectly healthy. Like, I don't think that we have to strive for things to always just feel effortless, because that's not realistic. You know, I think at times we can put aligned effort in and still feel filled up by it. And I think that's great, but it depends on you. It depends on what feels good for you and when it feels good for you. And I think for me, it's been understanding my energetic ebbs and flows, and when my red flags, when I know that my tank is getting empty, taking that space and allowing myself to recharge so that I can then come back and pour.
Hi again. Before you go, I wanted to make sure you knew about the Secret Garden. This is my private membership where I give you unlimited access to all my best stuff, like my entire trigger mapping curriculum, all my workshops, monthly immersive live events, weekly live calls, and different layers of support, each designed for you to access at the depth that you desire. I designed it to stretch you to new edges as a coach and a leader, to unravel your conditioning and wake you up to your truth so you can stand in your gift and lead your people from that place. I've linked it up in the show notes for you to explore more when it feels good for you. Okay, I'll see you back here soon. Love ya.